financial industry, meet the government. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Here's how the financial system works at present, according to bailout czar Elizabeth Warren. For example, if a mortgage is issued by a federally chartered bank, there's one set of rules.
If it's a federally chartered thrift, there's a second set of rules. If it's a state bank, it's a different set of rules. If it's a state thrift, it's a different set of rules.
So see, we already have rules, but banks can basically choose which ones they want to follow. So the president would create a Consumer Financial Product Safety Commission with one set of rules to regulate mortgages and credit cards, no matter who issues them. So the credit would tend to go to people who actually have a chance of paying. I know, you're wondering, how will my cat ever get credit again? It's just one of those sacrifices we'll have to make. The president would also get rid of the Office of Thrift Supervision, which had oversight of the AIG Financial Products Group, which cost taxpayers more than $180 billion to bail out. I know, that sounds suspiciously like accountability, as in, if your job is to prevent a financial collapse and you don't prevent a financial collapse, you're fired. But you can see why some bankers hate this. Well, to them I say, don't worry. As Alan Greenspan has noted, history proves you can't really regulate greed.
There is no doubt that somewhere in the future, we're going to have this conversation again, because the flaws in human nature are such that we cannot change them.
You see, so take heart. This will delay it just long enough for everyone to forget what happened. Now this is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.